Angie Coombs, The Waterfall Journey. The Waterfall Journey Workbook, Study 7. Setting out of the journey of transformation.
In Study 6, we were looking at living in the waterfall. Something amazing happens when you decide to commit yourself to joining God in His story and letting Him be God in yours. As you step through the cross and into the place of abiding in the presence of the Father, the waterfall of the Father's love and the flow of the Holy Spirit, an amazing transformation takes place in you. In the fallen world, our bodily needs and the way we survive are our uppermost concerns, and our experience, attitudes, and behaviors as we walk out our survival impacts our soul, made up of our thinking, feelings, and choices. Our spiritual awareness is deadened. All of us in the fallen world, to a greater or lesser degree, have distorted images which fall short of our being who we were created to be. When we step into the waterfall, this is reversed. Now we are stepping into the full spiritual life we were born to enjoy. Awareness, opportunities, and creativity flow from the Father as we are open to receive from His Spirit. This impacts our souls as godly beliefs, feelings, and choices in turn inform the way we walk out life in the plans and the purposes of the King. We are now in this study series going to look at the tools of transformation. It is the Holy Spirit's ministry to lead us on the journey to inner healing and sanctification, to the restoration of the unique image God created each of us to be. These tools help us to understand the journey and to cooperate with the Holy Spirit as He leads us onward. In the waterfall, everything changes. Now we are spiritually alive again, back where we were born to live. By our commitment, aligned in every way to the heartbeat of the Father. Taking up our Bible now, the Holy Spirit can speak to our spirit through God's Word more readily than before. Every time we open the Word, we are alive in Christ. We have the receiver in our hand. We can now receive directly into our heads and our hearts the thinking, guidance, and direction from the Holy Spirit. Our first task is to explore and believe what Jesus says about the work of the Holy Spirit. So read and meditate on the following verses, remembering Jesus is speaking and giving us truths not only to believe but to build our lives on. 1. The Holy Spirit abides forever. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. 2. The Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance the words of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. 3. The Holy Spirit testifies concerning Jesus. John chapter 15, verse 26. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. 4. The Holy Spirit guides into all truth. John 16, verses 13 and 14. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. And 5. The Holy Spirit is the power. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Getting hold of the truth of who the Holy Spirit is essential to growth and maturity. Now, in your journal, build a picture of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit and meditate on them. Now, there are a couple of questions to consider. Firstly, have you got a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit? If not, ask for God's help in bringing this into being. I found determining to live in the waterfall and to believe and act on what came into my head and my heart was a vibrant way of getting to know the Holy Spirit as a person. I also had to bring the Holy Spirit from the background into the foreground of my spiritual perceptions and ask forgiveness for not giving him the full honour of being the third person of the Trinity. And question 2, how is Jesus depending on the Holy Spirit to help you? What would it look like for you to be open and to receive his help? As we travel onward to spiritual maturity, it is helpful to understand that there are 3 areas for balanced growth in the waterfall. Maturity flows from being in the presence of the Father, understanding the supremacy of Christ, being in the flow of the Holy Spirit, and being soaked in the Word. So our next task is to write down, for reference, our determination in each of the following 3 areas: the way, the truth, and the life. Take time to consider them. How are you going to translate all you've learned and experienced on this course as you journey onward? Let's just consider each. Firstly, the way. This is our inner journey of transformation to maturity and wholeness, so that we can be like Jesus and walk the way of holiness. In the following episodes in this series, we will learn about the tools of transformation, learning to use them in cooperation with the Holy Spirit as he restores our image from the inside out. Secondly, the truth. We need to know the truth of who God is, the functions of the 3 persons of the Trinity, to know the voice of God and the mind of Christ, and how to understand our part in his story. We deepen this by living in company with God, in a deepening relationship and a deepening knowledge of the Word. And thirdly, the life. We learn how to be ambassadors of the kingdom and in authority to be aligned and active in the purposes of God, completing the part we are destined to play for him in the flowering of our gifting and all that he has put within us. In each of these areas, involve the Holy Spirit. Ask him to show you your unique pathway to maturity. He will work on all 3 areas simultaneously as you travel. Now let us look at the particular tools that under the Holy Spirit's direction we can employ as we're changed into the likeness of Christ. There are 10. Number 1, write it down. Number 2, the timeline. Number 3, the spider diagram. Number 4, the process of renewing the mind. Number 5, making changes. Number 6, the steps to forgiveness. Number 7, taking Jesus there. Number 8, letting go of the pain. Number 9, seeing the pattern, cooperating in healing. And 10, and the understanding of the waterfall perspectives. So let's start with the first tool, write it down. Why is this so powerful? Because it is a collaboration between God and man. This task is to find 3 significant occasions in the Bible when God gave his heart's purposes to man through writing it down. Then just consider in each case, why was it being the written word that was important? And what were the consequences of the content? Many years ago, in a way that allowed no doubt, the Holy Spirit revealed the importance of writing things down as a tool for those who would travel on this journey. The full story is in the Waterfall Journey book. But enough to say here, there is biblical evidence of God and man working together through the written word, as you've just explored in the previous task. One example you might have looked at is in 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Check out verse 19. You see, when you sit with the Holy Spirit and write, the words have life. The very act of writing releases things from deep within us and beyond our memory, giving us new perspectives and insights into our stories. I would encourage you further. Make lists of things you would like to see happen in every area of your life and watch and see what God will do. Our faith is built as words come into being and you begin to see you're working shoulder to shoulder with the living God in his purposes. It makes you think bigger and grows the two-way trust between you and God. What is on the list is in play. The timing for it happening is God's. Try it and see. You'll be amazed. The very act of writing allows God to bring his insights and revelation into our minds and hearts. As you live in the waterfall, when you write things down, God is involved because you are joined spirit to spirit with the Father's heart. View writing as both joint authorship and ownership. Trusting God has a purpose for you in what is expressed. There are 3 particular sorts of writing that may be helpful as we journey. Firstly, we are working in partnership with God when we sit with the Holy Spirit, making lists of what we wish to see in every area of our life and beyond. Secondly, keeping a journal can be an amazing resource, recording insights to help us on our journey to inner wholeness and spiritual maturity. Being creative, we can write stories and poems to express ourselves, draw mind maps and diagrams. When we begin writing, it is not only our thought processes that are being given expression, but hidden memories may also surface, leading to the release of emotions and blockages that have impaired our life experience. It can be very cathartic to put things down on paper. It can be surprising. Keeping it all together in one journal can create a personal treasure house for future reference. And thirdly, using the timeline and the spider diagram and using pen and paper for particular tasks as we learn about the tools will help focus information in particular ways that provide enlightenment about our stories. So let's set out on this inner journey of understanding ourselves. Let's finish off this session by doing an exercise that starts us on our way. To begin a journey of change, it needs a conscious decision. Consider these questions. Where are you right now on your life's journey? What is good and where are the blessings? What is difficult and what do you find painful in your life? Do you suffer from difficult thoughts and disturbing emotions? What would you like to change? Are you willing to commit to setting out on this adventure towards wholeness and holiness? Though it will mean letting light into the shadowed areas of your hidden life, freedom beckons. Are you willing to let God bring you through? Write down your list now of what you would like the outcome to be for you. Think big. Make a conscious decision to set forth. And next time, we'll start looking at the tools that will help us understand our inner stories.